Can a computer mark a piece of writing? The answer's no, according to a prominent US academic who's examined Australia's plans to introduce automated marking for next year's NAPLAN tests. Teachers' unions say while questions remain about the program, the federal government should delay its introduction. From Canberra, Stephanie Boris reports.
A computer, not a person, will soon be marking writing tasks students complete as part of NAPLAN. Retired Professor Les Perelman is warning against such a move.
Automated essay scoring doesn't work. Find ways to efficiently use human beings, especially teachers.
The retired professor from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology has had a lengthy career in assessment and writing, and his opposition to computer marking is well known. The New South Wales Teachers Federation asked him to examine Australia's plan to introduce automated essay scoring for narrative and persuasive writing.
What we've discovered is it really doesn't work for an essay when you're trying to judge development, logic, reason, persuasiveness, and in fact, it doesn't even work very well with grammar.
From next year, students in years 3, 5, 7 and 9 will have their NAPLAN writing exams marked by a computer and person. The tests are run by the Australian Curriculum and Assessment Authority. General Manager of Assessment and Reporting Stanley Rabanowitz is standing by the move to automated scoring.
We wouldn't be moving forward if we weren't confident. Our extensive research indicates that AES is as reliable and valid as human scores.
But Dr. Perelman says he's examined the authority's review into computer marking and argues it relies on hearsay evidence and incorrect information.
I think when they try to do larger tests, which I urge very much should be transparent, you know, allow outside researchers to participate in, they will discover that it doesn't work that well.
Stanley Rabanowitz is standing by the authority's report and says the results of further studies will be released soon that also back automated marking.
Happy to have Professor Perelman and any others look at our research because we believe transparency is the best way to gain consensus.
But New South Wales Teachers Federation Acting President Gary Zadkovich says while there's doubt about the program, it should be suspended.
We're seriously concerned about the proposal to move to computer robot marking.
He argues computers can't interpret writing the same way a person can.
No machine has the capacity to assess creative flair, imaginative use of language, humour, irony, tone, deliberate repetition.
Next year's rollout will involve a computer and teacher marking writing tests, but if approved, the process could be fully automated by 2020.
That report by Stephanie Boris and Natasha Johnson.